Welcome to the Hilltop United Methodist Church podcast. Hilltop is located in Sandy, Utah, 985 East, 10,600 South. Locals would say 106th. Our two worship services are at 9 o'clock and 10:30. Hope to see you this Sunday. God bless. Bye-bye.
Morning. Welcome to Hilltop United Methodist Church and Bell Sunday. My name is Andrew Smith. I'm the director of the Hallelujah Bells. If you don't know me, hopefully my face rings a bell. Okay, that's a better laugh than we got this morning. Okay. Today is the day that the bell choirs here at Hilltop come together to show our appreciation for your continued support. Your support allows us to use the musical talents God has given us to honor Him in worship. Hilltop strives to be a welcoming church for all. We encourage you to stop by the Welcome Center.
Acts 8, verse 26 through 40, page 127 in the New Testament of the Pew Bible. Then an angel of the Lord said to Philip, "Get up and go towards the south to the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is a wilderness road." So he got up and went. Now there was an Ethiopian eunuch, a court official to the Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, in charge of her entire treasury. He had come to Jerusalem to worship and was returning home. Seated in his chariot, he was reading the prophet Isaiah. Then the Spirit said to Philip, "Go over to this chariot and join it." So Philip ran up to it and heard him reading the prophet Isaiah. He asked, "Do you understand what you are reading?" He replied, "How can I unless someone guides me?" And he invited Philip to get in and sit beside him. Now the passage of the scripture that he was reading was this: "Like a sheep he was led to the slaughter, and like a lamb silent before its shearer, though he does not open his mouth, in his humiliation justice was denied him. Who can describe his generation, for his life is taken away from the earth?" The eunuch asked Philip, "About who, may I ask you, does a prophet say about this, about himself or about someone else?" Then Philip began to speak, and starting with this scripture, he proclaimed to him the good news about Jesus. As they were going along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "Look, here's water. What is to prevent me from being baptized?" He commanded the chariot to stop, and both of them, Philip and the eunuch, went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. It came up out of the water. The Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away. The eunuch saw him no more and went on his way, rejoicing. But Philip found himself at Azotus. And as he was passing through the region, he proclaimed the good news to all the towns until he came to Caesarea. Word of God for the people of God.
Thank you, Isabel. The messages from the last three Sundays have been about going beyond that small group of Jesus followers out into the world, taking the word out, and bringing those who've been on the outside into God's kingdom. The scriptural texts for the last three sermons have also been events that happened after Pentecost, one of my favorite celebrations. You remember on that day of Pentecost, 50 days after the resurrection, the Holy Spirit swooped in on the disciples and filled them with the Spirit and gave each of them the ability to speak in a language they had never spoken before. And they were so filled with the Spirit that they poured out into the streets and started talking to everybody, people who had come from all over the kingdom. Peter preached that day, and do you remember how many people were converted? 3,000. That's what the Bible tells us. 3,000 were brought into his kingdom that day. The sermons also focused on the strengths and ability that God provides, like the ones he provided to the disciples, so that we, can reach and connect with those who stand outside. And today's scripture is no different. Let's look at the Ethiopian eunuch. He traveled to Jerusalem to worship. He must have been an observant Jew. Why else would he be going? He was a man of importance. He served in the court of a queen. In fact, he was in charge of her entire treasury. He had his own limousine and driver. He's reading from the book of Isaiah, so he's obviously educated. And he's wealthy and trusted enough that he has the book of Isaiah. Sounds like the kind of person that we'd like to have in our social and religious circles, right? Well, picture this. He finally gets to his destination, the temple, and he finds that it has a place for the men and the young men, a place for women and children, and even a place for the Gentiles and the foreigners. Where is his place? He doesn't have one. After his long trip, he's excluded. His sexual status would have been the key factor. Deuteronomic and Levitical law gave eunuchs a low status because they were seen as scarred, defective men, unable to sire children. Israelites who held strictly to those laws would have let him participate, but only on the margins, outside the gates of the temple. Can you put yourself in his shoes? What would you be feeling? What would you be thinking? Nevertheless, on his trip home, he's reading from the book of Isaiah. Like a sheep, he was led to the slaughter. Like a lamb silent before his shearer, so he does not open his mouth. In his humiliation, justice was denied him. Like a sheep shorn by the shearer. The eunuch can see himself in that passage. And even though his castration has allowed him to hold a high court office, he is humiliated before his fellow worshipers because they regard him as defective. And they don't give him equal status. Justice is denied him. He's thoughtful and perplexed as he is reading that passage. Do these words pertain to me or do they pertain to somebody else? Enter Philip. An angel, and you guys know what Pastor Dennis says about angels. Beware them talking to you. But anyway, the angel has come to Philip and has told him to go to a specific road. He goes. He doesn't ask questions. He doesn't make excuses why he can't. He just goes. Next, the Spirit tells him to go over to the chariot and join in. Again, Philip doesn't hesitate. And when the eunuch tells Philip he needs someone to explain the passage to him, Philip obliges. And even though the scripture that Isabel read doesn't say it, it could be that Philip goes over three chapters from Isaiah 53 to Isaiah 56 that reads, "For thus saith the Lord," these are the words of God, "for thus saith the Lord, to the eunuchs who keep my Sabbaths, who choose the things that please me and hold fast to my covenant, I will give in my house and within my walls a monument and a name better than sons and daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off." Isaiah, a book that offers hope and promise to the marginalized, the outcast, and this eunuch. And then Philip tells him the good news of Jesus Christ, that Jesus came to reclaim us and to restore us to God's kingdom. God looks for those who keep his Sabbath, hold fast to his covenant, and choose things that please him. I put myself in the eunuch's shoes upon hearing those words. The God he worships loves him with his scars and his defects, his imperfections. The God he worships has a place for him in God's court. What kind of love was that? What kind of joy must he have felt? The Ethiopian must have felt that, because as he and Philip were passing some water, the Ethiopian gets excited and says, "Is there anything that prevents me from being baptized?" Philip doesn't go back to Deuteronomy and Leviticus and make excuses. No, he baptizes the man. And Philip is immediately spirited away. The eunuch continues on his way, rejoicing, rejoicing. The God he loves, loves him in return. In this passage, we may see ourselves as either the Ethiopian or as Philip. We've probably been in one or the other of those roles sometime during our lives. But let's not forget those times when we've been excluded. And let's not forget how happy we were when the community wrapped its arms around us and brought us in. We rejoiced. For today, tomorrow, and the day after that, let's be Philip, reaching out and bringing in, acting on God's behalf with those people, whoever they are and wherever they are, and it might be the person in the pew right next to you. It's not easy nor comfortable. Sharing the good news is not easy nor comfortable for some of us. Acting as though the good news makes a difference in our lives is not easy nor comfortable. But that's what God calls us to do. And he gives us, he equips us with talents and everything that we need to do that. So let's find a way to reach out and bring in. Amen. A note about the music that you're going to hear today. The committee who planned today's service wanted to focus on peace, being peacemakers. Peacemakers welcome the other and expand God's kingdom. They thought this theme particularly relevant for us in today's world. God, as usual, provided. He provided talent. He provided music.
Hilltop is located in Sandy, Utah, 985 East, 10,600 South. Locals would say 106th. Our two worship services are at 9 o'clock and 10:30. Hope to see you this Sunday. God bless. Bye-bye.